So in a previous tutorial, we took a look at selecting regions. So we're going to take this to the next step and talk about copying and cutting and pasting and moving regions in general. So we once again have two tracks in this project.
Track two, vocals, group.
We're on the second track right now, the vocal track, and if I, via up arrow.
Track one, instrumental, group.
You see, that's the instrumental track.
Track two, vocals, group.
And track two, the vocal track. Now, we have four regions on this track. All the regions on this track are currently selected because I just moved back to it. And you'll see that this track ends at bar 45 when I press Control N.
45 bars, 1 beat, 3 divisions, 1 tick.
And starts at bar 9 when I press Control Home.
9 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
All right. So now that we established that, we know where it starts and ends. Let's verify that we got the four regions on this track. So if I press the right arrow twice, it'll select the first region on the track. And if I do Control N,
17 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
That ends at 17.
9 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
Starts at bar 9. Press the right arrow again. That should select the second region on the track. Control N.
21 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And Control Home.
17 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
See, that starts at bar 17, ends at bar 21. Let's do the next region to right arrow one more time. Control Home this time.
32 bars, 4 beats, 4 divisions, 240 ticks.
That starts right around bar 33, and if I hit Control N.
41 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
That ends at bar 41. Press the right arrow, and if I press Control N.
45 bars, 1 beat, 3 divisions, 1 tick.
And Control Home.
41 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
See, that region goes from 41 to 45. All right, so let's say that we want to break this up into separate tracks, right? Let's say we want to put the second verse on its own track. Now, the second verse in this particular instance is going to be the region that goes from bar 33 to bar 41. Now, remember we have the region that goes from 41 to 45 selected, right? And we can verify that again with Control N.
45 bars, 1 beat, 3 divisions, 1 tick.
And Control Home.
41 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
So, yes. So now if we press the left arrow once, we'll select the region that goes from 33 to 41, right? Control Home.
32 bars, 4 beats, 4 divisions, 240 ticks. 41 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And Control N. So now that we have that region selected, if we want to copy that region, we can press Command-C to copy it. Let's say we want to paste this region at bar 51. We can move the playhead to 51, so I'll just press comma.
51 bars, 1 beat, 51 bars, 1 beat, 1 division.
And we can do Command-V to paste.
Paste.
And you see we now have a region that starts at 51.
51 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
And ends.
59 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
At 59. Now, this is useful. Let's say this was a chorus, for example, and you recorded a chorus where the first chorus would be in a song, and you wanted to use that same chorus main vocal for the second chorus. You could copy that chorus region, move the playhead out to where the second chorus would be, and paste that region there, right? Now, let's say we don't need this region at 51 to 59 anymore.
51 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 59 bars, 1 beat, 1.
I just used Control Home and N to verify I had that region selected. I can hit the delete key to delete that region.
Selection deleted.
All right. Now, when you delete a region, you don't have any region selected. So if I press Control N, Control Home, you see nothing is selected, right? Now, I know that the region I want to select is the second to last region, bar 33 to 41. Because there's no region selected, if I press the left arrow once, it will select the last region on the track. And if I press it twice, it will select the second to last region on the track. So let's go ahead and do that. And now if I do Control Home.
32 bars, 4 beats, 4 divisions, 240 ticks.
And Control N.
41 bars, 1 beat, 1 division, 1 tick.
See, that's the region we wanted to have selected. So this time, instead of copying the region, we're going to cut the region with Command X. And when you cut something, it takes it from one place and moves it to another place. Copying, as you probably know, it copies a duplicate of that region and puts it somewhere else when you paste it. So when I copied the region that goes from bar 33 to bar 41 and then pasted it at bar 51, there was still the same region at bar 33 to 41, and then there's a duplicate of it at bar 51 to bar 59. But when you cut a region, you no longer have a duplicate of that region. You're moving a region from one place to the other. So if I cut this with Command X, and then I paste this on a new audio track with Command V, it will no longer be on this track, and the region will only be on the new track. So let's go ahead and cut this with Command X.
Cut.
And if I press Command Option A to create a new audio track.
Track 3, audio 3.
So track 3, audio 3.
Track 3, audio 3 inches. Group.
Right.
Track 3, audio 3 inches.
Got that track selected. And let's make sure we're still at bar 33.
42 bar, 41 bars 1, 4, 39 bars, 38, 37, 36 bars 1 beat, 35, 34, 33 bars 1 beat, 1 division 1 tick.
So that's the other thing you got to be aware of. Make sure you put the playhead where you want to paste it, right? So I just used period and comma to figure out where I was, and I just ended up using comma to move the playhead over to bar 33. Now that we have the playhead where we want it, Command V. 40,
paste.
And you see now we have the region from
33 bars 1 beat 1 division 1
33
tick. 41 bars 1 beat 1 division 1
tick. 41 on this track. And that's the only thing that's on track 3. If I go back to track 2.
Track 2 vocals, group.
You'll see that this track, when I do control N.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
Still tells me ends at bar 45 and control home.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Still tells me ends at bar 9, right? But let's do the last region on the track first. So we have all the regions selected. So if I press the left arrow twice, it'll select the last region on the track. So I just press the left arrow twice and control home.
41 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And control N.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
That tells me I got the region from 41 to 45. If I press the left arrow once, it will move me to the previous region. And that would be the region that goes from 17 to 21, because the region that goes from 33 to 41 is no longer on this track. It's on track 3 now. So let's press the left arrow, control home.
17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And control N.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
See, that goes from 17 to 21. And if I press the left arrow again.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick. 17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
9 to 17 is what's now selected. So that's how you can cut a track and put it on a new track. So let's do the same thing. Let's go select that last region on the track. Right now, you see we have the first region selected, the region that goes from 9 to 17, right?
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick. 17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Just did control home and end there, so you could hear it says 9 to 17. So if we press the left arrow once, it's going to unselect that region because it's the first region. And then when we press it the second time, we'll wrap around and select that last region. So let's go ahead and do that. And now we have the last region selected, control N.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
Control home.
41 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
So you see it's shown us that we have the region from 45 to 41 selected. Now, if you remember, I just pressed control home. So the playhead is now at 41 because I moved the playhead to 41 to hear where that region I had selected started, right? So if I cut this region now, command X.
Cut.
Cut that region. And let's go down to track 3.
Track 3 audio 3 inches. Track 3 audio 3 inches.
But we're not going to paste it on track 3. I wanted to go down to track 3 so that when I do command option A, it puts the new track, the new audio track, after track 3. So press command option A.
Track 4 audio 4.
And you
track
see,
4 audio 4 inches. Group.
Now I have track 4. So remember, I left the playhead at bar 41. So I can just go ahead and paste there, command V.
Paste.
Now if I do control.
41 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Home, you see it starts at 41.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
And ends at 45. We've now moved two regions to their own tracks. So let's go back up to track 2.
Track 3 audio 3 inches. Track 2 vocals. Group.
Track 2 vocals. So now when I do control end, you'll see this track ends at 21 and starts at bar 9. So control end.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And control home.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Now we have this track goes from bar 9 to bar 21 because we cut the other two regions and put them on their own track. Now one cool thing about Logic, it does have a key command to move the region that you have selected to a new track. So let's select that region that goes from 17 to 21.
21 bars 1 beat 1, 9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
We have all the regions on a track selected still, and we want the region that goes from 17 to 21. That's now the last region on a track. So if I press the left arrow twice and press control N.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And control home.
17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
You see we have that region selected. And if we press control shift N, it's going to put that region on its own track, but it's going to put that region on a track immediately under the track that you have selected. So if you remember, we had tracks 3 and 4 below this. Those are going to get pushed down now to be tracks 4 and 5, and a new track 3 is going to have the region that goes from 17 to 21. So let's take a look at that. So if we go down arrow.
Track 3 vocals, group.
You see it says track 3 vocals because it uses the same name of the track that you previously had the region on. But if I do control N,
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
See that region ends at 21 and control home.
17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
That region starts at 17. But that's the only thing on this track. If we go down now,
track 4 audio 3 inches. Group.
See track 4 is now audio 3, and if we do control N,
41 bars 1 beat 1 division 1
tick. Ends at 41.
33 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Starts at bar 33. And if we go down to the next track, so we go down,
track 5 audio 4 inches. Group.
You see track 5 is now audio 4, and this is the one that ends at 45.
45 bars 1 beat 3 divisions 1 tick.
And starts at 41.
41 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And if I go all the way back up to track 2.
Track 4, track 3, track 2 vocals, group.
And I do control end.
17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
See, this one ends at 17.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And starts at bar 9. And we can verify that that's the only region on this track if I press the right arrow. See, it says nothing. When I do control home and end, if I press the right arrow again.
17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
See, ends at 17.
9 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
And starts at bar 9. And so you see doing the same behavior that track 1 did when there's only one region on the track. Go down.
Track 3 vocals.
To track 3.
21 bars 1 beat 1. 17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
17 to 21. If I press the left arrow this time. See, nothing selected. Press the left arrow again.
21 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Ends at 21.
17 bars 1 beat 1 division 1 tick.
Starts at 17. So that's how you can verify that you only have one region on a track. Now, you'll probably want to rename these tracks as well, and shift return will be the key command to rename your tracks.
Track one instrumental. Track 2 vocals. Group.
This track says vocals. Let's rename this to verse 1. Now, shift return should allow you to rename the track. Sometimes it's a little finicky and it doesn't always work right away. So let's try this. Shift return.
Start track name. Content selected, edit text. Selection replaced. V.
And you see it says selection replaced. So I'm just going to type verse one. And now if we look
track
at
track 1, track 2, verse 1, group.
Track 2 is verse 1. I just moved off it and back on.
Track 3 vocals, group.
Track 3 is vocals. Let's call this pre-chorus 1. So shift return.
Start track name. Content selected, edit. Selection replaced. P.
P. R. E.
Pre. C, A, O, R, U, S, chorus.
Chorus one. All right. Now I'm going to show you two other ways you can rename your track because, as I said, this can get a little finicky sometimes. It should work, but there's going to be times where you hit shift return and it just doesn't seem to work. Now you can interact with the track header and rename the track. I don't recommend doing it that way though because sometimes it can just get stuck in the edit field and then you try to press a key command. And you just end up renaming your track again and again and again, and it's not a fun loop to get stuck in. So I would rather rename the track in the channel strip in the mixer when things start to get finicky. So if I press Command 2, I'll open the mixer in its own window, but first I'm going to select a track I want to rename. So I'm just going to VO down to the next track.
Track 4, track 5, audio 4 inches, group.
I went down to audio 4, so we'll just demonstrate an audio 4. So I'm going to press Command 2 to open this in the mixer.
Now in, Untitled 1 Logix, Untitled 1, Mixer, Tracks Window, Audio 4 Channel Strip Group.
So you see, it puts this right on the channel strip for the track header that you have selected, which is the audio 4 channel strip. So if I interact with this channel
strip. In audio 4, channel strip group, 19, audio 4, name text.
And you see, we're right on the name text, right? So if I VO space on this,
audio.
It's going to put it in edit mode. I'm going to press Command A to
audio
select
4.
All that.
Selected.
And once I have that all selected with Command A, I'm just going to type in a new name. And this is pre-chorus 2, so we'll just type
selection
in
chorus 2.
2. Hit return to rename
audio
it.
4. Name text.
Now, sometimes the name doesn't update immediately, but if we stop interacting with
two,
this,
channel strip group.
You'll see that it shows us the right name. And when we re-interact.
In pre-chorus 2, channel strip, audio 4. Name text. Out of pre-chorus 2, channel strip group.
It shows us the wrong name still. So let's stop interacting and then we move off to
pre-chorus
track.
Pre-chorus 1, channel strip group. Pre-chorus 2, channel strip group.
And back onto it when we interact.
In pre-chorus 2, name text.
You'll see the right name there. So unfortunately, it takes a second to refresh that. But if you just type in a new name, press return, and then close the mixer with Command W, you'll see it takes you back to the right name. So if I close the mixer.
Tracks, group on tracks, group. In track, tracks time ruler, tracks header, group. In track, track 5, pre-chorus 2, group.
See, track 5 with pre-chorus 2.
Track 4, audio 3 inches, group.
And track 4 is still audio 3. So the other way you can rename this is in the inspector. Now, I prefer to use the mixer with Command 2 because it's just faster. You can press Command 2, you're right on the channel strip that you have selected. In a track header, you can interact with that channel strip and rename it. But if you want to go into the inspector, we'll stop interacting here with the track headers. VO left to the inspector.
Inspector, group.
If the inspector is not visible, you can press I to show it. Let's interact with the inspector.
In inspector, group. 7 items. Collapse disclosure triangle.
VO end to jump to the end of the inspector here.
Mixer, layout area.
Interact with the mixer layout area.
In mixer, layout area. Audio 3, partially hidden channel strip group.
Interact with the audio 3 channel
in audio
strip.
3, partially hidden channel strip group. Audio 3, name text.
And you see we're on the name text field there. VO space.
Audio 3. Unselected. Insertion on word. Audio. Between characters. D. N. I.
To put that in the editing mode, Command A to select
audio
all.
Audio 3. Selected.
And let's type in verse 2.
Selection. E. R. S. E. Verse 2.
Hit return.
Tracks. Group. Tracks, group.
Puts us back on a tracks group when we hit return. So if we interact with the tracks group.
In tracks, tracks, group.
We go right over to a tracks group again, interact.
In tracks, group. Four items, tracks, legend, group.
We go right to track headers.
Tracks time, tracks header, group.
Interact.
In tracks header, group. Five items, track four, verse two, group.
See, track four is now verse two.
Track five, pre-chorus two, group.
Track five is pre-chorus two. So that's why I'd rather use the mixer. Because as you saw there's a lot of interacting and stop interacting. Now, I was using via up and down arrows to select tracks in this particular instance, but you can select tracks with just up and down arrow.
Track three, pre-chorus one.
And just press the up arrow there.
Track four, verse two. Track three, pre-chorus one. Track two, verse one. Track one, instrumental.
You see, that's up arrow and down arrow.
Track two, verse one. Track three, pre-chorus one. Track four, verse two. Track five, pre-chorus two.
But if you want to interact with the track headers, what happens is you'll interact with the track header that you last used via up and down to move to.
Track 5, pre-chorus 2, group.
So let's say I up arrow to track 2, the pre-chorus 1 track.
Track 4, track 3, pre-chorus 1.
But if I press VO, if I try to interact with that track, I'm actually going to interact with the pre-chorus 2 track because that was the last track I used VO and down arrow to move to.
In track 5, pre-chorus 2, group. 8 items, horizontal splitter, 0, collapsed on top.
See right there, it said in track 5, pre-chorus 2. So that's the one thing to keep in mind is if you want to interact with the track headers, you got to use VO up and down arrows or VO left to right arrows to move to that particular track header. But if you don't need to interact with the track headers, then you can just use up and down arrows and you can select your regions with left and right arrows. You can press S to solo, M to mute, et cetera, et cetera. Hope you're finding these tutorials helpful. If you haven't yet considered becoming a member of Logic.Band, there are tutorials there that go more in depth with a lot of this stuff. And if there's something you'd like to see, if you are in the band, don't hesitate to drop a line and let me know. Until next time, happy editing.